real quick. Okay.
It's a boy.
Let's get ready to rumble!
A child is born, a new life starts, a baby given to those who have heart, a gift from God to a woman and man, and for the first few years it's according to plan. I go to school and I make the grade, mom and dad work hard to get paid. I'm gonna be a lawyer or something close, I got a lot of potential so I'm making the most. My friends are real cool, we fight and make noise, but that's how it is because boys will be boys. But I made one friend I should never have had, cause after that day everything went bad. The friend I speak of is a kid named Joe, he sold drugs heavy and he clocked much dough. He had a good family just like mine, and he was a drug dealer but he came out fine. Now Joe has class and Joe has style, and although his lifestyle is somewhat wild, he has things I only hope to get, and my parents say, son, we can't afford that yet. So I see Joe chilling with the women at the close of the dough. He is long like Trump and I'm tiny like Tim, so part of me wants to be just like him. So we eventually became friends, and he told me how I could make my ends, do what I do and follow my lead, and you'll clock big dollars, boy, yes indeed. Make a quick run to a guy named Pat, he has a heavy habit but the boy lives fat. You got nothing to lose and everything to gain, and that began my life, y'all, in the fast lane. Neighborhood. For 5 minutes for $200 was good. My bike was old and I was truly in need, so with the money I could go and get a 10-speed. I rang the bell and Pat came out. The man was a junkie, there was no doubt. There were needles everywhere and the place smelled bad, complete with empty vials from the drugs he had. Now selling heroin to Pat was my duty though. He had more tracks in his arm than a studio. So right then and there I was positive that I would never in life turn out like Pat. Now that's when the drug addict spoke to me, and I thought that he would tell a funny joke to me, but instead he had a serious look on his face. And even though his life was a waste, he told me, you look like a really smart young man, get out of this drug life when you can. If you don't go now and use your head, this life will kill you and you'll wind up dead. I ran out the house cause the vibe was spooky, and all those drugs must have made Pat kooky, because I knew that I was good at what I did and nobody was smarter than this kid. So Joe introduced me to a man named Pete. See, I was just a runner, he was king of the street. He gave me jobs to run, so I ran, and then boom, I was Pete's right hand man. He took me out to dinner one night, said stick with me and I will do you right. You're a really smart kid with a hell of a brain, another chapter of life, y'all, in the fast lane. Life in the fast lane, come on. So I'm chilling with Pete and everything goes well. Pat was wrong and baby I could tell, cause money was flowing and everything was cool. I was 18 now so I was done with school. I graduated, the choice wasn't tough for me, because Peter had a job lined up for me. You know a 9-to-5 would have been okay, but what they make in a month, I clock in a day. So now, I'm an entrepreneur, selling product that is rich and pure. I won't get caught cause I got too much sense, and if I do, I'll get up on my first offense. I even tried crack for the first time, the stuff was crazy and it blew my mind. But having a problem doesn't bother me, cause I deal the stuff so I get mine free. I moved out the house by mom and dad, they said they were happy but yo, they looked so sad. Man, parents are hard to figure out indeed, I thought they'd be happy to see their son succeed. Well anyway, I had other problems arising, with Peter cutting in on my enterprise, and I was mad as hell but I did not ill. I said the man hooked me up so I suggest chill. Well, life in the fast lane makes you crazy, keep on moving and don't get lazy. And every time I felt like I wanted to quit, I pulled the pipe out and then I took a hit. Living this life is hard for me, because Peter has no regard for me. Yo, me and him are going through some strain with problems from life, y'all, in the fast lane. Like a ghost. sofa. His butler made delivery boy and chauffeur. Go here, go there, get this, get that, spend it. I thought it was time that this madness ended. I heard he got a stuff from El Salvador, and I was sick of him treating me like a Labrador. So I used the money that was meant for rent, so I could front the stuff, and it was money well spent. So now, the fast lane seems to be mine, cause I'm rolling real quick in between the lines. In a couple of weeks, I was bigger than Joe, chilling with the women and the clothes and the dough. I ran into one of my homeboys, Herbie, who told me news that would soon disturb me. My man stepped to me and began to speak, saying Peter got shot by the cops last week. And Joe was there, and he got shot too, and I didn't know what the hell I'd do. If he's in the hospital, I can't go see him, and if he's in jail, then I can't go free him. So I smoked, but I didn't realize that. As every day went by, I was more like Pat, doing rock after rock, and I did not rest. Man, I was sucking on my pipe like a baby on a breast. So I went out so I could work my trade. With Pete and Joe gone, I could really get paid. But a plainclothes cop spotted me one day, hopped in our cars, and we were on our way. 100 miles an hour speeding down the block, and in the front seat was a bag full of rocks. Then a car came out, and on the brakes I slammed, but no matter what I did, I got hit. Damn, turn the key, but the car won't start, and I could hear the beating of my heart. I didn't have a rabbit's foot or a four-leaf clover, but I had luck because the car turned over. Zoom, and I was off again, because I didn't want years in the federal pen, and I didn't want to be in the morgue with a tag on my toe. That's not the way the story's gonna go. So I lost him, he could not find me, so I pulled over because he wasn't behind me. I started smoking rocks like a man possessed, and then I felt this pain in my chest. I tried to breathe, but the air won't come. I tried to scream out, and that was dumb. I couldn't do nothing, I was frozen with pain, and that was the end of my life, y'all, in the fast lane.
Okay, go ahead.
23-year-old found in the driver's seat of a Porsche, slumped over the wheel with a bag of rocks under the seat. He's unresponsive to verbal, besides painful, no response to Narcan, no evidence of trauma.
Left him vital
lift a couple of minutes ago, pulse 140 and bounding, respirations 12 and shallow, BP was 210 over 150. Felt pretty warm.
What's going on, man?
Thanks a lot, man. What's happening with those vitals now, Sylvia?
Okay, pulse 150.
My lips are blue.
12 and regular BP.
I look all pale.
160 temp is 105.
Yo, what's going on?
Ice packs on him and drops some labetalol.
Okay, how much?
That's a hospital.
Hello, that's VTAC. I don't feel a pulse.
Yo,
me,
I'm all right,
get
man.
Get the airway going. You get the defibrillator charged. Somebody get an intubation going. And yo, respiratory. How about a few chest compressions over here while the defibrillator charges?
Yo, don't worry about me. I'm okay.
Go ahead and charge him up.
Yo.
Okay, everybody clear.
Ow!